The following shiur has been presented by Rav Eliyahu Newman, Dayan Kollel Eben HaEzer, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Kitin Naf Tes Naf Yod Sugyo of Shtoros Ha'olim Bar Koy Shaloi V'Kechovim. The Gemara Naf Tes brings the Mishnah Naf Yudam Adayz Kol Ashtoros Ha'olim Bar Koy Shaloi V'Kechovim. All Shtoros which come from the non-Jewish courts, even though the signatures are akum, they are still, this is kosher shtar. Besides getin and shtar shechru, the Gemara says over there, kapasik v'toni loishnosh mecher v'loishnam atona. This that it says kolash stories. It includes Shtar Mecher and Shtar Matana. So the Gemara asks, Fish Lova Mecher, Michiyov Zuzu Kamai Hutakona. The Kenyan happens with the money which you gave in front of the Goyim. The Shtar Araya Baalmahu. The Shtar is just Araya. So that we can understand. Eloyov Zuzu Kamai Lohevi Meir Nafshayu. If people wouldn't have given the money, they wouldn't have. They wouldn't ruin themselves, their name, and therefore we can trust the shtar because of the shtara. Ela matana, but a shtar matana, but my call kongile. What's the kinyan? What happening with the high shtara chas babalmahu? The shtar is worthless. Rashi says that Ishlom by Shtar Mecher to our lava har star mikni alavizuzi, the land has been kinyan with the money, so therefore it works. Then the shtar could be a shtar raya because they won't ruin their name, but a shtar matono daideh shtar coin of the shtar is what's making the kinyan, the mesiris ashtar, heichin mitanya haishtar ochas from the, how could it work? And that the Gemara answers, dina de machuz, ama shmol, dina de machuz adina. The second tarot says, zibai seva toni chutz mikigitin osher, ena chanami. Any shtar, the shtar itself, Rashi says, ko ashtar is shehen kigitin osher, shehde ashtar, dove nigma, that the shtar is making the thing happen, that's similar to Shtar Matano, it would not work. Then Rashi continues that the Mora could have said that you gave the Shtar Matano over in front of Aiden Nisiri Yisrael, so even though the Goyim are signed on the Shtar, but the Kenyan is done with the Eidim Nisir according to Rav Elazar, and then the Shtar is just going to be a Shtar Raya, Mora could have said that. Now going back to Daf Testament Beis, Rashi says, Rashi de Bematchol Chutz Mikigite Noshim, Rashi says, the Lav B'nei Kris is Nino, because they're not in the parsha of Krisus, because they don't have the mitzvah of get. Hoyovel ishaycha tarz gittim ektushin, avol aladinim nitztavu. But they are commanded on laws, nitztavu bnei noyach. Right. So I saw Rav Nochum asking, why does Rashi have to come on too that they were installed on laws? Rashi before, we skipped that Rashi, the remark for Kesherim says, Kesherim for all other stories of their kosher, the Dina the Machuzadina. Dina the Machuzadina. And he says, Vavavisha Hanoisin Vamakabal Yisraelim Heim. Even though the Noisin and the Makabal are Yisraelim Heim. So we see the reason is First of all, he says that that Rashi is learning this Gemara with the teretz of Dina de Machusa, that it's going to work even with the Shtar Matana, with the first teretz of the Gemara before. Like Rashi says, Afa Pisha Hanoisin Mahamakabo Yisraelim, talking about that there's a Noisin and a Makabo, and the Shtar is working for that. And what made Rashi say that? He says, because the Gemara at the end says, this is Chedushi Rav Nochem, Simin Reish Aleph, I think, that it says, because the Gemara says, Midi Deizka, with other stars like a tani. Most of the lesser, if it's with other things like a tani, so it's a riot that over here, that includes color stars, is even including star matana. Rashi's this Gemara, Rashi's showing that goes like that teretz, the first teretz, and it's that a machusa, but it's something interesting. Rashi, the next Rashi says that when he explains dinim, he says alala dinim mitzdavu b'nei noach were mitzuv on that. Why does Rashi have to come on to that? So he wanted to suggest that it could be that this could be the makar of dinim the machusa dinas, since goyim are mitzuvah on dinim. That's why that is good for the reason why we have to listen to their laws. And then there's another question, Rashi says the reason why goyim are possible to sign on a get is because the law of an increases ninu. First of all, why doesn't Rashi just say that there's no din in the machuzah din on that? And second, Tosis has four reasons why if a guy signs on a get, it's possible. And his fourth reason is because over gechavim is possible for edus. The lav achavu. Pshita the possible. Tosis holds, keeping the lav in the middle of Tosis, afafi shechasmein av yachavim ksherim, in the verse fourth narrow line, but the psulim the edus, the possible for edus. So even if the evidence is not possible, but he says the goy is a sure possible, and therefore he Tosis says kimin the lavin edus then why you roy you afilu kol hashtaris the oilim akoy shalavin chol lifsam in the Torah. All stories should be possible in the Torah. Afilu oisin onim l'raya, even if the star is for a raya, it should be possible in the Torah. Ela tekanta drabonan hu eichad dekim la mesadusa. Shuamis is the kanta drabonan that we trust them when we know that the edus is emes. Loi mayri nafshayu. And Tosis brings it right from the Gemara later on that, like the second time, we come on, is star matana come on, come on the chasva ba'amahu. Even though we know it's emes, because there's no star, you don't have any kinyan. And Tosis says, l'may dekim l'beidus v'sir v'abelezer heichad dekos v'yisrael l'mitz l'olam atam zuyif mitaychay. Tosis over here seems the same. He says that the fairish again in the fjord Amid Beis, not like Rashi, that by Shtar Matana, a guy's signature will be Pasal al Mzuiv Mitaychai. Because Tosis says that the Edis of a guy is Midarais and not an Edis, he's Pasal for Edis, and therefore you can't use it for anything. Just the whole Gemara that says that it works is a din rabbanan that we believe them for a shtar raya. But from Rashi l'chayra doesn't sound like this. Rashi says, Rashi sounds like that since the goyim were commanded on dinim, So therefore, it sounds like the Ikar Adin, the star is a good star. And also, of course, Rashi, by getting, he says the only reason why it's not is because the Laban increases Ninu. He doesn't say the reason because they're possible for Edis. The question is, like Tosfos says, when I said God is possible for Edis, so how could Rashi hold that the star is a good star? How could Rashi hold that the star is a good star? We wanted to say a friend of mine, Moshe Meir, and I see over here in the Sefer Shufa the Shtoro, that he wants to say there's a Simon Chav Ches Siv Cotton Vol who asked the question, how come every star is not a problem of the Pihem below the Piksavam? How could a star work that we could use it to collect, or as a raya? What happens in Pia Malon Piksava? So he brings four pshatim. He brings from the Ramban. He says that every time when you sign an Eidim sign, it's already nechur reduced in the bezin. We don't have the problem of the PM Lion Peak Sovom. Only when it wasn't Nechor reduced in the Bezin. Since it was Nechor reduced in Bezin, we don't have that problem. And he brings a Taisus Haka holds the whole problem of the PM Lion Peak Sovom is only an Elay who's not able to physically unable to say this. And he says, brings a pshat from Rashi. Rashi learns that the way the star works is it's mipik savoy. What does that mean? The sefer Shufa the Shtoro is in Shah Dalad Simin Yedalad Tezvav. He explains that according to Rashi, The way the kinyan of the star works is the hichacha. It's not like the way Tosfos learns the way the star works. It's taka the edim are saying edis with the star. Therefore, Tosfos has to say different reasons why it's not with pm below in piksavo. The edim and the star are talking with Tosfos. With Rashi, it's the raya, the fact that we got Aiden to sign, so that is the Hachacha. So the Hachacha is the king. So the question is, we have Moshe and Aaron sign, it's not kosher. What happened to the Hachacha over there? So he says a word, he brings down from the Riyaz, that this that goyim apostle for Edis is only because the shakronim, but when they're not more in Avshayu, then it's Aichacha. The Aichacha is we could have Aichacha from when the goyim are not more in Avshayu. Therefore, to answer the kasha, that Rashi holds that if you had Eidim Mesira by Shtar Matano, it would work because even though the guy signed on the Shtar, but that could make it a Shtar. That could make it, the Hachokho can make it a Shtar. Even though it can't make it a Kenyan, that's how it holds. It can be kind of with goyim, but a chacha could make it. Similarly, Ram Nochem says a similar mahalak that
that according to Rashi, the dina de machus dina, the was that goyim have a koyach to make a Torah shtar, that the chassimus of goyim, he explains that was, we always knew that the goyim betzem over here, the edus of the goyim, he explains the shakotah, the gemara, that the Bishlomo Shtar Mecher, which is for a raya, he says that avada, we knew that the edus of the goy could be a raya, but we didn't know that the edus of a goy has a Torah shtar to make a shtar kinyan. Could shaf a shtar? That was the Morris kasha. How could a shaf a shtar? And so on that, the Gemara answers. That the first says the dina de mahusa dino is kufa, that the king commanded that they should use stars. So therefore, the gracious signature can make a Torah star. Therefore, you can acquaint it with their star. Now it's very good. What Rashi by Gittin, Rashi had to say, because they're not the Torah's Gittin. Means, why did Rashi have to say that for? Because there's a starkest word to say that the din of the Mahusa was a goyim. They can make stories. They can make a star. So maybe they can even make a get. And that Rashi has to say, no, the Napatar is getting, so therefore the din of the Mahusa didn't apply in that. Their edus on a get cannot make a star get, and talk about a get, then we have a problem. Zuyif mitoichai, this is so Rabbi Yashar says, Rashi holds that the problem of Zuyif mitoichai was only written on a get and not on a star matono. Rashi learns that the problem was that if they sign on it, you might come to give the get in front of them. That gezeira is only by get, which is a chomer the gethin. We're scared that you might come to give the get in front of them. Not by a matan mashag. And Tosis learns the problem is that you might come to be samech on the chasima for a raya. So Tosis held that you couldn't be samech on the chasima for a raya for matan also. Tosis held that their chasima is not a good chasima. Right. Shenken like Rashi, the chasima for a raya is a good chasima. They can't make the kinyan. The Edom, so now we're not choshish that you're going to come to make the kinyan. It's not such a big chashash that you make the kinyan in front of the Edom. But for a raya, that wasn't the issue. So to summarize over here, we have Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. First of all, a goyish signature is a goy. Tosfos learns a goy is possible faces because it's not ochetu. But Rashi learns the Riaz is saying this, and there's also a Mordechai who brings. Brings a Rabbeinu Yochor. He writes that Akam Hamuzokin Sheinim Shakronim Hem Edim Kesherim Hem Edim Kesherim. They are kosher edus. So the Rashi learns the Dina de Machusadina. Dina Machusadina is that the Havni Gemara was that even without Dina de Machusadina, Havni Gemara held that the poshet for a raya shabbat we could use them. That's a Rashi learned, because the edus could be a raya. So you don't need a Dina Machusadina. The Dina Machusadina, like Rashi, is just coming to say that just going to say that it's a Torah Shtar. That's a shock of a tie of why Shtar Matan would work. Hoizvus learns that Eidus is never good Eidus. Even for a riot, it shouldn't work. When I tell you, it's just a special Tekon and Sechonim that when they believed that we could use this for a raya. And therefore, it's cautious that if a guy signs on our get, you know, it's a possible Eidus. And therefore, Tyson tells us cautious that a Shtar Matan, if you give over with Eidus Mesira, it won't work either, because from Zvi Mitaycha, you have possible Eidus on the Shtar, and you might come to be Sivich on them.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.
Masechet Gittin Daf Tes. The Gemara Daf Tes on the Dalet says, Tana Rabbanan, it brings a brisa, B'shlesha Druachim Shobu Gittin Noshim L'Shifru E'Avodim. Gitei Noshim are similar to get shichror of an Eved, a document which is used to free an Eved, in three ways. Shavu l'moy lichu l'meivi, v'shchol get sheyesh alav eid kuti posul, kutz mi gitei Noshim b'shichror avodim. And the third one, which interests us in the subject of this shir, is v'chol ashtoros ha'olim ba'akroel shir oiv dekel chovim, all contracts or documents which are authorized in a court of Ovdei Kochovim are idol worshippers, Afal Pisha Chesmeim Ovdei Kochovim, even though the witnesses who testify on these contracts are themselves Ovdei Kochovim, the documents are valid as far as the halacha is concerned. Of course, the Gittin Noshim B'Shichur Avodim, the get of an Israel requires two witnesses to countersign the document, and they must be Jewish witnesses. Ovdei Kochovim do not qualify to sign on a get of a Jewish divorce, or of a get shichur to free an Eved. But all the other contracts, if they're countersigned in a court of justice of Ovdei Kochovim, then even though the two witnesses who countersign the document are themselves idol worshippers, Ovdei Kochovim, nonetheless, in halacha, these documents are valid. Now, the Gemara on Daf Yud Amud Beis actually brings this last halacha of Shtoros HaOlim Ba'Akroel Shel Ovdei Kochovim, and the Gemara brings it first as a Mishnah, and the Gemara notes that the Mishnah does not make a difference between Shtorim Mecher and Shtorim Matana, contracts which are sale contracts and contracts which are gifts, which don't involve any type of payment of consideration. Now, says the Gemara, I can understand that a contract of sale doesn't need to have two Eidim Kesherim signed on it. It'd be enough to have two Ovdei Kochovim signed on it, because in reality, when one buys a piece of real estate, one can buy it with kesef, with money. Simply paying for it in halacha creates a valid kinyan and a transfer of the title of the real estate to the purchaser. Why do we need the contract? The shtar is a raya ba'alma. It's only a proof, a testimony, in order that no one should dispute afterwards that this purchaser now owns the property. So the kinyan is actually done by giving over the money. The shtar is only there as a raya. When it comes to a raya, we can trust even Ovdei Kochovim, because lo habu mer'i nashayu v'kofin leishtar. In a court of law, a court of justice, or even of Ovdei Kochovim, they are certainly not going to lie. They'd be very careful, because it's illegal to lie in such a place, and therefore if they sign a testimony, we can accept that testimony as being accurate. Adam and Matana, Balik is talking about a shtar matana. The Shtar Matana, there is no payment, there is no consideration, because the real estate is being transferred as a gift. How does one transfer real estate as a gift, seeing as there's no payment? you write in the halacha a chozer, a contract, a shtar, you sign on it to Edim Shir, and you give it from the nice hand from the giver to the makabel, to the receiver. And in that case, since there is no other instrument of transfer of title other than the shtar itself, the shtar has to be kosher. How could it work if the Edim was signed on the shtar, I did not hold it? So the Gemara answers two answers. One answer is, dinner the machus of dinner. The law of the land applies. And therefore, in this context, it means to say that since in the land where this court of Odi Kachovim is situated, the law is that such a document is a valid contract for transfer of title, so too the halacha will accept that as well, because the principle of dinner the machus of dinner. The boy is famous as a Gemara, now it says, actually, shtaros are only makos shalachim, are only good for shtari raya, they're actually not good for shtari kinyan. And when it says all shtaros of such court documents are valid in halacha, except the gittin oshim, it means except for those which are like gittin oshim, which affect the kinyan, such as shtar matonah. So, in other words, in the second answer of the Gemara, this halacha that we can recognize a shtar made in our cause, and those ignoring is actually only valid for shtar in Mecha, because all they are shtar in Raya, but not actually shtar in Kinyan, and that's why it works. The Rosh on the Mishnah Daf Yud actually says that these two answers do not argue with each other, it depends on the situation. If it is the case that the local ruler, the local king, has made such a law, then any transfer has to be signed in a court by a notary public or something like that, the equivalent. If that's the case, it's only valid under such circumstances, then the courts are particularly careful to make sure that the testimony given on these documents is valid, and therefore lo mera nafshayu, the Odi Kachovim who sign on it can be trusted not to sign falsely, and therefore it will be a valid raya, and not only that, but it actually could be a valid kinyan, and that's the only way to do a kinyan, because the dinner locals are dinner. Whereas if you live in a country where that is not the law, so dinner the machus doesn't apply, then in the Chalami it won't work. These stories are owned by Kol Shal Akum, and they only work for story Ryan and not for story Kinyan. Now back to our sugya, Rashi on that testament base, when the Gemara brings this brisa about stories are owned by Kol Shal Akum, Rashi brings the first answer to the Gemara in Daf Yud. Rashi says we're talking about stories should nasu and in day based in Shal Akum. And the Kshayim, the dinner of the Malchus, the dinner. Rashi adopts the first text of the Gemara, and we see from the next words of Rashi that he's also given the first text, because Rashi says, V'afa b'sham noisin v'amakabal yisraelim. Rashi mentions noisin and makabal, and not mocher and kona. So it's clear from Rashi he's adopting the first text of the Gemara, at least in the context of our sugya, and he says that shtar za'ilu about kos, or evi kachonim, even if there's two evi kachonim signed on it, are kosher even for a shtar kinyan, because of dinner of the Malchus, the dinner. However, even if dinner machus dinner helps you with regards to shtari kinyan when it's talking about an immominous financial matters or commercial matters, it doesn't apply to gittin noshim. Chutz mi gittin noshim, as the Mishnah says later on, gittin noshim are not going to be kosher if you have two Odi Kachovim signed on them. And explains Rashi here in our sugya, the lav b'nei krisus minu. Since Odi Kachovim themselves are not ever involved directly in a Jewish divorce, because they don't actually, considering they're not Jewish, they'll never have the halacha of giving themselves a Jewish divorce. Therefore, since they're not in the parasha of krisus, they themselves aren't involved in a Jewish divorce, they can't testify on a get, which in order to make the get kosher for a Jewish divorce. However, Rashi adds in, aval aladinin istavul b'nei noyach. When it comes to finance, financial matters, financial halachas, b'nei noyach, are also in this double, they also are in the parasha, they do have a mitzvah of setting up a legal system for administration of civil justice. And therefore, when it comes to writing shtar for a civil matter, not a quasi-religious matter of get, but rather a civil matter of transfer of property, then since the Odi Kachovim are also in the parasha, they also need Stavu and Adinim, therefore they are valid to sign on a shtar, and according to the first parasha of the Gemara, Daf Yud on the base, even if it's a shtar kinyan, not only a shtar raya, because of this principle that B'nai Nech is Stavu and Adinim. Now, the Hagos HaShui brings from the Sefer Chom or Chochmah, whatever the Rishonim, a kasha. If it's true that Odi Kachovim are able to sign on a shtar, at least when it comes to Ovdei Kochavim signing in a court of law, because of the principle of Lomorim Meirin Ashayu, we don't suspect them of telling an untruth, and therefore we can be sure, we can rely on them that their testimony is accurate when they sign on the Shtar inside our court of Ovdei Kochavim. Then why are Moshe and Aaron, the classic example of two brothers, possible Eidos? We know that Moshe and Aaron, were they to have signed on the Shtar, would not be valid testimony because they're related to each other. And in Jewish law, two Eidim who sign on the Shtar cannot be related to either party or even to each other. And therefore, after the Sefer Chochmah quoted in the Gaas HaShri, if it's true that even an Ovdei Kochavim, a pagan idol worshipper, if he's in a situation in a court of law and signs on a document, we can assume that the signature that he gives is genuine and testifies to a genuine transaction. In that case, why can't we believe Moshe and Aaron as well? They're surely no less believable than these people, even in a court of law. So the answer is, says the Sefer Chochmah, and Rabbeinu Yochar, one of the earliest Rishonim, says the same thing, also quoted in Megillat Esther, that Moshe and Aaron signing together on a Shtar is problematic because they're related to each other. It's nothing to do with the fact about whether they're credible witnesses, whether they're believable witnesses or not. Of course they're credible, of course they're believable, but they're related to each other. That's the psula guf, that's an intrinsic invalidation of them to serve as witnesses. Two witnesses cannot be related to each other. And therefore, even though of course we would believe them if the issue was only whether they're credible or not, since the issue is when signing on a shtar to give Eidos, they cannot be related to each other, and Moshe and Aaron are related to each other, they will never be able to sign on the same shtar or give testimony together in a Beis Din because they're related to each other. Whereas, says Rabbeinu Yochar and Sefer Chochmah, Ovdei Kochavim are intrinsically kosher to give Eidos min HaTorah. The only reason why they're not normally used to sign on a shtar or testify in Beis Din is because they can't be trusted, because we can't be sure that they're telling the truth. But were we to find a situation where these Ovdei Kochavim, these idol worshippers, would actually be guaranteed to tell the truth, or were relied upon to tell the truth, such as in a situation where they're in a court of law and they're signing in front of a court of law on a transaction which has taken place in front of them to confirm that it's taken place, so in that situation, since we can rely on them that they will be telling the truth, they are in fact kosher to testify. So according to these opinions in, brought in Agos HaShir, very big Kiddush, Ovdei Kochavim are actually kosher in HaTorah to give testimony. The only reason why they can't give testimony normally is because we can't trust them that they're telling the truth. But if we know for a fact that they're telling the truth, or we can rely on them that they're telling the truth, they will in fact be kosher min HaTorah, min Rabbanon, to be used for Eidos, at least for Eidos Leraya. However, Tosfos implies not like that. Tosfos in our Sukkim, Gittinuf, Tesam and Beis, says that Ovdei Kochavim are intrinsically possible to give Eidos or to sign on a Shtar Eidos, just like two brothers are possible and technically the Psula Guf. Nothing to do with whether they're credible or believable or not. But the Torah says, check it on the Bo'ochif. We see from there that the aid to be Ne'emon in the Bo'ochif has to be an Ochif. And Ovdei Kochavim is not an Ochif. And therefore, not an Ochif of the people, of the Malva and the Leiva, or of the Nosim and the Makabel, or of the Mocher and the Lokeach. And therefore, Min HaTorah, Ovdei Kochavim are not valid to serve as witnesses to sign on a Shtar in a Din Torah. However, Midrabbonon, Rabbonon says, if the Shtar is arranged in a court of law, in a secular court of law, again in a situation where by signing on it they're testifying to a transaction that took place in the court of law, then since under such circumstances they are credible and believable, Chazal made a special takana that they can be used as aidim for a raya. According to Tosfos, in other words, not like Rav Sefer Chochmah, not like Rabbeinu Yochar, Tosfos holds that Ovdei Kochavim are intrinsically possible to serve as Eidim, the halacha. Midrabbonon, they believe in the situation, if they're lomer and ashayu, if they're in a court of law and they're signing on a document to testify to a transaction which took place in the court of law. because then they can be guaranteed to tell the truth, because they'll be too nervous to say, to sign on something which didn't actually take place in front of them in court. But otherwise they cannot be believed. So we have a major machlokes rishonim here between Rabbeinu Yochanan and the Sefer Chochmah on the one hand, and Tosfos on the other. Rabbeinu Yochanan holds that B'nai Torah, Eidei Chochmah are kosher eidos. It's just that normally we can't be sure they're telling the truth. But therefore, in such a situation where we can be certain they're telling the truth, they would be believed. Whereas, according to Tosfos, intrinsically Eidei Chochmah are part of the eidos. Chazal made a special dispensation for Shtoros Ha'olim Ba'akol She'achum, since when Marina Shai. The Ksoyf Sachoshin, it's in the Tzana Chesti, Kornalev is Madai from Rashi in our Sugya, that he holds like the first Shitta, like the Sefer Chochmah, like Rabbeinu Yochanan. Because Rashi says the reason why Eidei Chochmah can't find on the guest is because they're larger than Krisus, they're not connected to the parish of Gittin, because they themselves don't ever undergo a Jewish divorce. But nonetheless, Rashi says, they're kosher to find on a Shtar, because they Noach and it's Tavu Aladinim. What does Rashi seem to be saying, says the Ktais? He seems to be saying that since B'nai Noach and Stavu Aladinim, they are in the parasha of signing on Ishtaras, and therefore Min HaTorah, they can sign on Ishtar. So again, the Choru would have to follow through and say, normally they're not able to sign on Ishtar because they're not credible and can't be believed, because they're Eidei Chochmah, they're idol worshippers. Whereas, in a situation of when they're signing in court on a deed which has just taken place in front of them, then they are believed. There's Maduik in Rashi from the fact that Rashi adds in that B'nai Noach is stubborn and Adinim, and that's why they're kosher. It's Maduik that Rashi also holds that intrinsically they are kosher la'edus. But normally we don't trust them, but here we will trust them. And not like Tosfos, because according to Tosfos, the fact that they're stubborn and Adinim has nothing to do with it. Tosfos says that it's intrinsically possible as far as edus with regards to a shtar between a Yisrael, Malv and Aleva. It's just a Majabonon in certain circumstances where I allow it. I mean, Aferah, they're not believed. A practical Nachimina nowadays to this Machrogus might be in the following situation. A beautiful building in the state of Chashuki Chemin, there is a shayla of a Beisdin who sends out a summons to a party. In his case, the two parties had already signed on a Shtar Beirus, they'd signed on a deed of arbitration to be arbitrated in Beisdin, and the proceedings had got underway, and then at one stage, a hearing needed to be convened or the like, and the Beis Din sent out by mail, by post, an invitation, a summons to both parties to appear before the Beis Din. One of the parties came, the other party didn't come. The Beis Din had written in the deed of arbitration, in the absence of a party turning up, the Beis Din might go ahead with the hearing anyway, or rule in the absence of the other party turning up. Or whether that's permitted under normal circumstances is a separate subject of debate, but if it does say so in the deed of arbitration, then both sides have committed themselves to such an arrangement. Now, Beis Din sent out the summons, the invitation to the hearing to both parties. One party sent, the other one didn't. But how can we be sure that the other party actually received the invitation to come to Beis Din? Maybe it was mislaid. In such a situation, we couldn't assume for sure the other party got the summons to come to Beis Din. But what if it was done by registered mail in such a way that the postal worker who comes to deliver the mail signs on a form to say that he has given over this registered letter to the party it was intended to, having identified the person via documentation, and the postal worker himself signs and confirms that it has been handed over? Can we rely on that as far as Beis Din is concerned to be certain now that the person did in fact receive the summons and therefore to act appropriately if he doesn't turn up for the Beis Din? So lichaura, it's very possible that this shayla would depend on the situation on the machlokes, the Rashi and Tosfos that we just mentioned earlier. According to Rashi, intrinsically every the Eidei Chochmah is actually got in their monos, he is intrinsically now Torah kosher to give eidos. However, in a situation where this aid and the normal circumstances, if he's an Eidei Chochmah, can't necessarily be believed, although technically speaking he's kosher, but we can't be sure that he's a credible witness. However, in a situation where he's signing on a deed in court, that testimony about what's just happened in court is credible. That's how Rashi and Rabbeinu Yochanan learn the Gemara, and therefore he is believed. In such a situation, it's possible that in our situation, the same thing would occur. Since we know that the postal worker is not going to sign falsely, that he's given over the document to the person that needs to be given over to, because also he's concerned that he could be sued in court afterwards if it turns out it's not true, possibly lose his job, possibly be fined. So Lomore Nashai, he's not going to sign on something which is not correct. Therefore, the Chorah really could rely on his testimony. Now, it's true there's only one witness, and normally we require two witnesses of the Halacha, but in general, the Halacha is that Shliach Beis Din is believed even if he's only one Beis Din. It's a special dispensation with Shliach Beis Din. So, if the Shliach Beis Din is Israel and he confirms he gave over the letter, then for sure we would believe him. Even if the Shliach Beis Din were over Kechovim, it's possible that we would believe him because he's got Ne'emonos, because Lomorei Nafshayu, because we know that intrinsically in Torah he is a Kosherei. Normally we might not rely on him, but in this situation it would be the same as our Kol Shel Goyim, and then we would rely on his testimony. However, if we consider Tosfos' approach, it might come out differently. Now remember, Tosfos holds that an Ovid Kechovim is intrinsically possible in Torah to give Eidos. It's just that in a court of law, when an Ovid Kechovim signs on a deed of transaction that has just occurred in front of him, or is taking place now, then Chazal made a special takona that since he's Lomorei Nafshayu, and he can be credible and relied upon, in this circumstance we will give credibility to his testimony, and we will rely on it even in a Beis Din subsequently when it comes up in Beis Din. But it's possible that that is only in a situation where the Chazal made the takona. They made the takona for our Kos Shelo Dikachovim. But we don't find that takon in other situations. And we nowadays are not in the position to invent new takon for Chazal. So according to Tosfos, it's possible that even though we will find ourselves in another situation where we can assume that the goy, the Eved Kechovim, is not Mara Nashayu, and is extremely unlikely to write something which is not true or is not absolutely accurate because he's afraid, he's concerned that he doesn't want to get fined or lose his job or be sued because of it, nonetheless, that might not be enough for kosher eidos to rely on it in a Beis Din, seeing as Me'ikar HaDin is apostle aid, and we don't find the takonos chachomim other than the situation of the court, and even though we find that our situation is similar to the court, is not the same, and since we don't find a takonos chazal in such a situation, it could be that there is no takonos chazal, we can't make our own takonos chazal, and therefore we would not be able to rely on the postal worker's signature to be absolutely certain, as far as our law is concerned, that in fact the document was given over. So, according to this approach, it's possible. Halacha Lamais is a different type of halacha, probably you can see that from the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos as to what is the status of Ovid Kechovim with regard to his ability to give Eidos min HaTorah and his ability to give Eidos min HaRabbanon, there may be a possible nafkamina in a situation where again the goy is not, Ovid Kechovim is not Morei Nafshayu, but nonetheless it's still not exactly the situation as the court case, where it's possible that according to Rashi that would be good enough, whereas according to Tosfos it's possible that would not in fact be good enough. Incidentally, there's a tshuva from Moshe Feinstein there, and Ezra Chedek Gimelson and Kafter to discuss the situation where a Beis Din sent three letters by registered mail to somebody who was involved in the Torah, and Moshe Feinstein was acceptable of this as testimony, an accurate testimony to Chazaka Kedoyla, that it was actually given over, if it's been signed by an authorized person who is working for the government or for the postal service, who's authorized to say that he himself gave it over. Ramosha was inclined to believe that, because he says, Lomorei Nafshayu, even if it was an Ovid Kechovim, in such a situation, he would be very, very concerned not to say something which is incorrect. And he has nothing to gain from it anyway, and therefore we would be able to rely on him in such a situation.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.